This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith, filling in for the great Bill O'Reilly. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update, morning edition. But first, a word. Hey, I'm Mike Slater, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. On this Thursday morning, I am thinking about gravitas. We all know about the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, but another bank that just failed was Signature Bank. Now, some videos have come out of the employees and executives making these internal music videos and musical, like, show tune sketches. It just seems weird. One employee said the management team was basically like the show, The Office. They'd waste money on things like producing parody videos. Now, I don't mean to be a stick in the mud. I'm all for team building and boosting morale. But also, you need to run the bank. And you can do all this team building stuff, but it can very quickly veer into silly town real fast. You lose respect because you're not serious people and everyone knows it. We don't have men with gravitas anymore. This is the root of the criticism of Pete Buttigieg. It's he lacks gravitas. It literally means heavy. It's where we get the word gravity. But it means serious, important. It's the opposite of trivial, frivolous, silly. For instance, when Pete Buttigieg wore loafers to the train wreck disaster site among men who were wearing work boots, that sends a message of silliness. It sends the message that this is someone who doesn't understand the weight of the moment, the importance or seriousness of the moment, someone who can't fill the role of the job. And you can't fake gravitas. You can only earn it. Loafers at a disaster site, I mean, that's the perfect metaphor. He can't fill the shoes, and he's even wearing the wrong shoes for the job. If we demand more virtue, we'll get more serious people in power. More coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This has been the O'Reilly Update, morning edition.